Welcome to the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show, where we speak with elite individuals and top performers and sing what it takes to stay healthy and get wealthy. Are you ready to be elite? Are you ready to be part of the 1%? Well, then without further ado, let's get it. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. I'm your host, Chase Senderfit, and today we have not just another elite entrepreneur, but she is a lady boss. She has a marketing agency that helps coaches and CEOs quit the struggle and monetize and scale their business online while unlocking their inner superpowers. That's so, so cool. And not only is she a lady boss, but she was also a winner of Miss Calgary and competed for Miss Universe Canada. Please help me welcome Ms. Brittany Michaelchuk. Ms. Michaelchuk, how are you doing today?
Good. Oh my gosh, I have not been introduced like that in a long time. Miss Calgary was in my younger days, brought back a little burst of memories.
Well, hopefully all positive memories.
Yes, it was a beautiful experience. The reason why I actually competed was to be able to further my public speaking skills, because I knew that that would be an amazing platform to get my name and my brand out there. And so just all the doors that had opened and those opportunities were just amazing. So
That's a huge, huge stage to be able to practice those public speaking skills.
Yeah, so I'm happy about that.
That's incredible. So for those of you who do not know who you are, Ms. Michaelchuk, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little about, you know, who you are and what's really gotten you to where you are today?
Yeah, of course. And I would love if your listeners would send me a message on Instagram. Let's be friends. My Instagram is at Brittany Michaelchuk, BrittanyMichaelchuk. And send me a message and I will send you a free PDF about the 7 secrets to grow your social media. And just a little bit about myself. Where to start? I guess I'll kind of do the typical introduction. So I got my degree in finance, went on, became a certified coach practitioner, and I have spent a lot of time building my brand on social media, which ended up attracting quite a bit of attention after I kind of reached the 200,000 follower mark. And people were like, how did you do it? How can I also grow my brand and business? And so I just really started focusing on becoming a teacher, an educator, and somebody that is able to help people grow their brand as well. So that is currently what I'm doing, and I'm just really passionate about it. I work with a lot of heart-centered leaders, and it just lights me up to be able to impact the world and help others do the same.
That's a noble cause, definitely helping as many people as possible. I love that. So, like, big thing is really trying to push and build brands. So what are some of those key concepts that, you know, maybe some people are missing out on, like those key things that are really stunting them from actually building their brand and building their brand and producing growth?
Well, I do want to say one word really jumped out at me when you asked that question, and that was consistency. And so a lot of people, the new algorithm has made it so hard for people to see results. And so what's happening is people are getting disheartened. They're giving up. They are not consistently producing. And here's the key is high quality content. Consistently producing high quality content. And so one of the things that's really important is also being able to decipher what is the content that is going to resonate and move deeply your target demographic. And so it's really being a detective of what type of content is going to best help your viewers, and also where to source the best content, because let's face it, nothing is reinvented. I mean, very little of the information that's out there in the world is reinvented. Think about all the different concepts in I guess excluding science, because science is always evolving, but in the space that we're in, I mean, everything has kind of been said before. And so one of the most important things is to figure out the best concepts. And so another big component of that is always be learning, always be researching, always be out there, always be furthering yourself, because the better version you are of yourself, the more greater probability you have to be able to genuinely help and impact people.
I love that. Always be learning. I love that. You know, one of the big, I guess, my New Year's resolutions, you learn something new every single day. But one of the New Year's resolutions I've had that I really try to push for my followers too is to intentionally learn something every single day.
Oh, I love that.
Every single day, 1% every single day, 365%. That's 365 new things.
Yes. I mean,
like something like, you know, you can get behind that, right?
I love that. That is powerful.
That's awesome. That's so
powerful.
So when it comes to, you know, really researching and digging deep into these when trying to build your brand, is there anything when it comes to, like, is there any kind of, because you were saying a lot of, it's all reinvented. It's all the same stuff. Is there anything that's really stood the test of time to really stick out to most viewers when it comes to producing content?
I mean, the biggest thing that you need to do when you're producing content is becoming a good teacher. So many people undervalue the, not just like what content you're producing, but how are you producing it? How are you teaching it? Are you focusing on the tempo of when you're speaking? Are you focusing on being able to communicate it in a very concise mannerism? Like, are you using acronyms? Are you using steps? Are you using formulas? Are you using maps or grids? Or how are you actually being able to communicate that of what you're trying to get your message out there? And so another big component of that is really focus on becoming the best teacher that you can possibly be, because that's going to be able to decipher if you're going to be able to keep people's attention to be able to help them with that change that you so desperately desire to impact the world with.
I love that. I mean, something that really, you said it like 10, 20 times and there's communicate, learning how to communicate.
Yes.
That's something that's super undervalued. So when it comes to becoming, you know, when it comes to communicating and becoming an effective teacher, how do you go about teaching yourself how to become an effective communicator and being an effective teacher?
Study the experts. Study the experts. I have been listening to Brendon Burchard and Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra since I was 18 years old. And I've learned, like, how do they communicate their ideas? Because that's what, like, and this is for people that want to, you know, become an influencer, that want to start their own courses, want to become an author, a leader, an entrepreneur. They want to become an online brand. They want to position themselves as the expert and be able to walk in the room and be recognized because you've built that presence and reputation online. And so one of the most important things is to just really focus on how are you presenting yourself. Like, if you look up my name on the iTunes or Apple, I mean, you'll see about like 30 podcasts that I've done in the last year or two. And the reason why is because I'm always perfecting my skill. I'm always perfecting my craft. I'm always perfecting being able to communicate my ideas in a concise, articulate, and fluid mannerism, because that's what you are as a brand. I mean, not many people are just relying off the written words anymore. People are creating videos. People want to get to know you. They want you to let down that mask. And it's, again, it's always learning. Like, if you notice how I'm speaking right now, as I'm speaking with passion, I'm not talking like this. Like, if I was talking like this and I was like super monotone and I just like didn't have any passion, with who would want to listen to me? You know, passion is contagious. You want to actually be able to like light yourself up, because again, that is what people are going to be able to feel. That's what's going to get people excited and motivated. And you, as a thought leader, are either educating people, entertaining people, motivating or inspiring people. And so you kind of want to have a cocktail mixture of all of those. And the other thing is, again, learning. When I used to speak, I used to be like most people. Now, when I speak, if you hear me, I say you. So when the listeners are listening to this podcast, instead of being like most people or me saying like I, it's I'm speaking directly to you. I'm having a conversation with you, the person that's listening. And so it's little stuff like that that you pick up on after practicing your trade, where I've been practicing my trade for almost a a decade of consistency and hard work and showing up every single day. And so once you get to that point where, I mean, if you listen to one of my first podcast interviews, I was horrible. I was nervous. I had, my thoughts were all over the place. I was a hot mess. And so it's just that dedication and again, learning and just growing and adapting and picking new things and adding it into the skill set that is so important. And so I'll end this thought with this is, it doesn't matter where you are. What matters is showing up every single day. And the reason why so many people get discouraged or end up giving up is because they show up and they don't get results, but they don't show up every single day. I mean, my biggest mentor had to work on his business for 10 years before he broke seven figures. And so it's being able to have that drive and that determination and resiliency to overcome those challenges, that you're not going to give up halfway. You see your vision, you see your purpose, and you're just dedicated, you're focused, and you never let anything stand in your way.
Boom. Value bomb right there. Wow. So when it comes to, I mean, because I think you hit the nail right on the head, is that a lot of people, they really want to get into, you know, this entrepreneurship game, right? Any game in general, they want to hit the ground running. They just want to win, but they don't win right off the bat. And they get discouraged, like you said. So what are some of those ways to really kind of build that resilience muscle, that discipline muscle, to be able to push through and stay consistent and be persistent with those daily actions so that you can build something worthwhile?
I think the biggest thing is figuring out something you're passionate about. Honestly, I've had multiple businesses since I was 4 years old, and I've tried so many different things, and it's like the one thing that can allow me, I've been through so much in my life, but the one thing that can really allow me to continue to keep moving is having a passion, a purpose, and a fulfillment in life that is greater than myself. And so when you're operating from that sense where you have something that is massive, you've dedicated your time, your energy, and your life to something bigger than you, you can overcome anything, because no toxic energy, no bullshit, no haters, no financial challenge, like nothing can stand in your way when you dedicate yourself to something so massive. And so it's really getting that clarity. And then it's like, as crazy as this sounds, it's brainwashing yourself. It is brainwashing yourself, because it's all mindset. It's all mindset. And when you learn how to control your mind, and you learn how to be able to shape your thoughts in the direction that you want to go, oh, watch out world, because that's when you become a superpower. That's when you become supercharged to be able to achieve the success and happiness that you desire.
Facts. I've noticed within my own journey, it's just mindset changed everything. I've been lowest of lows for, you know, because college, go to party school, just party, do nothing, just going nowhere, lost to all of a sudden fitness guy, podcast, networking with incredible people like you. Like, it's, but it all changed with the mindset. So I can attest to exactly what you said right there. It all comes down to the mindset.
It all boils down to mindset. And again, if you can learn how to brainwash yourself into thinking specific things, into feeling specific things, into being positive when you want to be pessimistic, when you can brainwash yourself into being positive when you want to be negative, when you can brainwash yourself to staying focused when you want to be distracted, when you can brainwash yourself into pushing through the challenges when you want to give up, that is where the success that you desire in life and the happiness that you deserve comes into fruition, because you are in the driver's seat. You control your outcome instead of letting external factors control you.
So true. How do you brainwash yourself? So I feel like, you know, a lot of people, they know that they need to have a good mindset, but they don't know how to go about developing that. And I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, brainwashing yourself. How do you do that?
Great question. It comes from repetition. So when I first started learning this whole like mindset stuff, and I first started learning, you know, all this like thing, all these things that were so foreign to me, because I come from like, again, my background is finance. I come from a very like mathematical way of looking at the world. And so when I started having to understand that I need to start focusing on my mindset, it was really challenging. And I got involved in programs. I mean, one of the things that I do with my clients is help them brainwash themselves, because I needed to go out there and get my own coach to help facilitate this, because it was foreign to me, because I didn't know how to do it. And so that's why I've dedicated my life to coaching, because that's what helped me. That's what really changed things for me, was working with somebody that had the expertise, that guided me, that supported me, that was able to give me that I needed to be able to create the life that I desired. So, I mean, I'm more than happy, if any of your listeners want to send me a message on Instagram at Brittany Michalchuk to see if there's a synergy, if they, you know, don't have the budget, even though I am offering a great promotion right now, then you can listen to books, audibles, you can do courses, you can, you know, get up and go put yourself in an environment of growth. Instead of sitting there and watching TV or getting drunk with your friends or, you know, like doing that, put yourself in environments with people like myself and you that are going to push you to become better versions of yourself, that are going to level up. That are like, I challenge my friends, I challenge my clients to live their best life. And so you gotta move. You gotta move from this podcast. You gotta, you know, get up and put yourself in circumstances, in growth-oriented mindsets, and in growth-oriented situations that are gonna help you in your future and not hinder you by letting you stay comfortable.
Right. That's huge. It's all about the environment. Really putting in those stimuluses. Like you said, it's the books, it's the events, it's being in front of, you know, getting coaches. All of that plays a huge role. You hit it right on the head. Man, this has been incredible. I'm kind of curious, you know, because a lot of, when it comes to mindset, there are a lot of people who have to overcome obstacles and stay disciplined, boom, 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 boom. You know, yada, yada, we've all heard it. What are some of those big obstacles that you've kind of overcome and that you were able to really keep pushing through to build what you have today?
Ooh, great question. Great question. I've been through a lot in my life. I was actually on The Bachelor, and I was painted as one of the biggest villains, because I have a very strong personality. I'm very confident in who I am. And so it's called Frankenbidding, but they twist a lot of like what you say. And so they create whole new sentences with like, you'll say like maybe an hour worth of content, and they'll just keep asking you questions. And then what they'll do is they'll pick apart very specific words to create an entire new sentence that you did not even say. And so anyone that's listening to this podcast that has ever watched a reality TV show, that is ever going to watch a reality TV show, I urge you to really look at when somebody is like, you know, saying something that's pretty shocking. For starters, we're all human beings. Most people are not complete idiots. Like, we're not going to say that shit on national television. Even if some of us are thinking it, we're not going to say that on national television. But you see some of the things that people say on quote unquote that they say on national television, but pay attention to their voice if it changes in tonation, because this is all done behind the scenes in the editing room. And most importantly, see when they cut it. So what reality TV usually does to make it so dramatic, because think about it, how is it that every single show that you watch on reality TV is so dramatic? so much drama, so much crap. It's not reality TV. It's all contrived. It's all producers manipulating situations, manipulating what people say. Like, it's none of it's actually real. And so what you want to pay attention to is the cut. So you'll see somebody say like half a sentence, and then it will cut to like a flashback or like a different angle, or like there's two different angles that the producers, when they're doing reality TV, must have at all times of both people. That's why there's multiple cameras, is there's one at the back of their head and then there's one of them face fronting. So this is like a little reality TV camera trick, is because when they want to edit this scenario, which every single reality TV show does, they'll clip the sentence to showing the back of your head or like a different angle so you can't see their mouth, and then they'll edit in the words that you quote unquote said. And so it's a very interesting experience, but not much of it is actually reality TV, because again, think about it, again, most people are like normal human beings. They're not going to go on reality TV and say this absolutely absurd, obnoxious stuff and look like a complete ridiculous, like, people aren't going to say this shit when there's a camera in their face for millions of people to see.
Right.
It doesn't make logical sense. So anyways, I had this crazy experience. It was very contrived. I was watching the show back and I was like, yeah, that never even happened that way. That's not what I said. But my point is that it did happen to me, and then I was painted as this massive villain. And so I got off the TV show and I got death threats in my inbox. I got bullied. Whenever I would leave the house, people would be like, for example, like I wrote the guy a note, and then they're like, oh, she's trying to sabotage us, and like she's not supposed to do that. Or like I'd cook and the people would be like, oh, she's trying to like sabotage us and make us fat, and everything was so ridiculous. But my point is that I reached a really low point in my life because nobody understands what it's like to have the whole world against them. I had people that used to be my friends that were like kind of shunning me a little bit. And it was just a really challenging experience for me. And so I went through a really dark time in my life. And the greatest thing about all of this is it really taught me how to stop caring what people think of me. Because, yeah, I was painted as this horrible person that was like breaking all the rules and like super confident and like in it to win it. I knew at the end of the day I was a good person, but my point is that I was only allowing it to affect me negatively because I was giving away my power. Because I was allowing, and everybody does this. I don't know who's listening and really needs to hear this, but every single person does this. We as human beings are conditioned to care what people think about us. We are. And so what happens is we give away our power. We allow nobody, this is so powerful. This is so important to understand, is that we can't have everybody like us. It's impossible. It is truly impossible to have everybody like us. However, we are gonna have people that don't like us. However, it's our choice to give away our power and to believe people that don't like us. It's our choice. I'm gonna say it again. It's our choice to give away our power and to believe people that don't like us, that are gonna affect our confidence negatively. And so throughout that entire experience, I just learned that who cares what people think of you? Why are you giving away your power when your goal in life is to create happiness, success, health, an amazing life, and a life that you are proud to live and to leave a legacy? And if my goal is to create a great life, how can I do that with no confidence? How can you create a great life when you're not confident in who you are, what you're creating, what you're doing? Impossible. It's impossible to go out there and chase your dreams in a big way when you're not confident in who you are. And so this was life-changing for me. This was, and I hope the listeners actually see how important this concept is because you need to guard your energy. You need to guard your confidence. You need to be your own biggest cheerleader. You cannot be tearing yourself down. You cannot be thinking negatively about yourself. You cannot be against yourself. You need to be lifting yourself up. You need to be building yourself up. You need to be building your confidence. Because at the end of the day, when you have haters, when you have challenges, when you're struggling financially, you need to go inwards and rely on that confidence to be able to lift you up, to be able to help you achieve your goals. And so that was the greatest lesson that I possibly could have learned in life was I need to stop giving in to the haters and the bullies and all these people who try to tear me down and ruin my confidence and ruin my life and start taking my power back and focusing on becoming strong and confident and focused on my goals, because that is what has allowed me happiness and success in life.
That was amazing. Wow. Gosh, I can only imagine like what that experience was like. I mean, hearing it from you, I felt like I went through it with you. The amount of passion that you put into that. What's huge too is that through that whole experience, you were able to bring something huge out of it. You turned the whole negative experience into a positive learning lesson, which is, like you said, you got to be your biggest cheerleader. You can't just care what everybody else thinks. You got to keep going. That's amazing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
It's true. And that one specific concept will actually change your life. So I don't know who needs to go back and rewind that and listen to it again when they're going through challenges, when they're listening to haters. But I guarantee you, if you embody that message and you stop giving away your power, you stop allowing other people to affect your comments, because they will. I'm sorry. I do not care who you are. I guarantee you on every cell, every bone, in my, every single thing that I know, you will have people that don't like you because you might remind them of your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. You might be too confident and they're insecure, so they don't like you. They're jealous of you. You might be not confident enough, and that might remind them of their mom that they are angry with. And so they don't like you because you remind them of their mom who came off as meek and timid and insecure. I don't care who you are. You cannot have everybody like you. So you are going to go through life getting haters. You are going to go through life getting people that don't like you. It happens to every single human being. I don't care if you're Mother Teresa or Oprah Winfrey or Tony Robbins. I don't care if you're, you know, Mike Tyson, it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to have people that don't like you. And so the sooner you can accept that you are the only one that holds the key, you are the only one that needs to like you. You are the only person that needs to like you in life. Guess what? You're going to be able to get through anything because you have the only support system that you actually need in life. But when you're, and I was like this for the majority of my life, but when you are busy focused on pleasing other people, and when you are focused on trying to get everybody to like you, and you are focused on allowing your self-esteem and self-perception to be tainted, to be crystallized by other people's opinions, you will never be able to be fully confident, fully grounded, fully yourself, fully present, and fully able to love yourself. It's impossible.
That's so true. Incredibly true. Brittany, thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been an absolute pleasure. I've just got one last question for you.
Yeah, of course. We're on a roll. Go ask away.
Perfect. So let's say you were the one hosting this interview, right? And you were interviewing you. What would you ask?
Ooh, look at you. That is one of the best questions I've heard on a podcast. You are an amazing interviewer. If we could just take a moment, you are an amazing, amazing, amazing interviewer. And I have thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. And the one question that I would ask would be what's the most important thing that somebody should know? Out of all the lessons, out of everything that you've been through, what is the one thing that if you could help somebody really embody or understand, what would it be? And I think the two biggest things would be what we talked about, learning how to brainwash yourself into becoming the person you want, into having the life that you desire. And the second one is learning how to love yourself. I think too many people are disconnected with themselves. Too many people don't love themselves. You know, the one reason why I really try not to like pump myself up. I really try to pump others up and empower them. But I will say this, I have been able to achieve an enormous amount of success in my life. And people always ask me, Britt, like I'm speaking on the same stage as Kevin Harrington and Les Brown and Laura Langmire from The Secret. And I just, I'm always doing something. I'm speaking on them in a couple weeks or about a month. And people are always like, oh, Brittany, how do you get all these speaking gigs? Like, how do you do all this stuff? How do you have hundreds of thousands of followers? How do you have so many clients? How do you have a mastermind that's helped hundreds of people? How have you, you know, how are you doing all this stuff and always traveling and just, you know, like doing all this? And I'll say this is, if anyone looks at my life or anyone looks at anyone's life that they have ever been like, oh, that looks like something cool, it's this. It's because of confidence. Confidence in my goals, confidence in my day, and confidence in myself to be able to achieve that. I don't ask for permission. I beg for forgiveness. I go out there, I figure out what I want, and I go after. I'm very respectful and kind of other people. I have a moral compass where I will never, ever make somebody else feel bad. I'll never step over somebody. I'm very, very, very in alignment and integrity with my personal morals and values. I would never do anything wrong to other people, but you better believe if when I'm going after my goals, I respect other people, but I don't let things stop me. I do not let other negative limitations. I don't let self-sabotage stop me. I don't let anything. I don't let, you know, fears stop me. I know what I want in my mind, and it's so crystal clear that other people might be smarter than me, but I'll still get to the finish line because I don't give up. Other people might be more wealthy than me, but I will still get to my goals. I'll still get to the finish line because I don't give up. Some people might have more connections than me, but it doesn't matter because my persistency, I was going to say consistency and persistentness, but how persistent I am and how consistent I am with, in combination with my determination, is what allows me to reach my target every single time. All of that is fueled by confidence. All of that is fueled by my non-negotiables. And so I would just say, really focus on that, really get clarity on that. And you know, you're not going to be the one listening to this podcast. You're going to be the one on this podcast. You're not going to be the one listening to this podcast and be like, oh, I wish I had a podcast. You're going to be the one that is interviewing guests on this podcast.
Boom. I love it. All comes down to self-confidence. Thank you so much, Brittany. This has been a pleasure. How can people find you?
Yeah, please feel free to add me on Instagram, guys. If you guys liked this episode, take a screenshot, share it, tag me, and I will repost it. I'll give you a follow back. I'll show you a little bit of love on your posts, like some of your stuff, because I believe in social media karma. I believe that, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And if people are showing me some love, I'm going to go and show you some love too. So.
Perfect. Y'all heard it. Go and connect with her on Instagram. And everybody, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, Wealthy Show. Until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. My name is Chase Henderfit. I am your host. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Chase_Henderfit. And I have one favor to ask. Please just share this episode with one person. You never know who it could help impact. And if you share it on your Instagram story, I'll repost it on mine. So until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.